Well, Sydney Harbour in those days, as I said, the ships were much smaller, so they had a lot more ports, small ports for the ships for docking. And Darling Harbour was, it had about 18 docks, but they could go right down into right into the area where they where the entertainment area is now in Darling Harbour, the ship. And but they're only small ships, and our ship used to go used to we had a dock right alongside Pyrmont Bridge. It was a little cargo vessel from New Zealand, and I remember that area there well.
The cargoes were unloaded around Darling Harbour. Anywhere else?
Yes, and the other area, a big area, was on the other side of Pyrmont. And on the other side, just opposite, was the Pyrmont Wharfs, and that was a big area too. They probably had the same. Well, they probably had more wharfs in Pyrmont than they had in Darling Harbour. But there were a lot. There were bigger berths over there, so the larger ships tend to go over to Pyrmont, and particularly overseas ships. There was a hotel called the Montgomery there, and that was a regular haunt for all the sailors. And at that time, I went there a few times, but a friend of mine, he used to go there. He used to have a good time with the sailors from overseas.
Sing-alongs and things like that, karaoke or something.
Well, yes, but also the thing was, they used to go back to the ship with these sailors, and of course, on a overseas ship, the price of alcoholic drinks, beer and spirits and that is very cheap, and so they used to go back and have these parties on the ship. So, there was a lot of carryings on too, with all
Tell us
that.
some of the rumours that happened when they went back to these
Oh
wild
well,
parties.
a lot of them had, they used to have sex with
Oh my God.
the sailors, and I said to this guy, I said, were they homosexual or that? And he said, oh, he said, I don't. He said, I don't know. He said, I think, that they're pretty. They don't. They're pretty open as far as sex goes. They'd be in anything.